Good afternoon. It's my pleasure to welcome you at the Pegas Nonwovens Analyst Conference call in connection with the first quarter 2012 financial results. First, I would like to introduce the speakers of the call, Mr. František Řezáč, Chief Executive Officer of the company.
Good afternoon.
And Mr. Marián Rašík, Chief Financial Officer of the company.
Good afternoon.
The format of the call is as follows. In a moment, the management will deliver the presentation, which has already been sent to you and which is also available at our website. Afterwards, we will proceed to the Q&A session and you will have an opportunity to ask the questions. And now I will hand over to Mr. Řezáč, who will start with the presentation.
Thank you, Andrej. Good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. Our financial results in the first quarter were positively affected by the output from the new production line that was put into operation in the second half of last year. The production from the new line resulted in an 8% increase in revenues and in a 15% increase in EBITDA, which amounted to 9.5 million euro. The achieved results are in line with our expectations. In the first months of this year, we have seen a significant increase in polymer prices, which will have a negative effect on operating profitability in the second quarter. Although it is not possible to accurately estimate the development of polymer prices in the near future, we are currently seeing signs that the market is stabilizing. As a result, we strongly believe that we will be able to at least partially eliminate the negative impact of the price pass-through delay over the course of the year, and therefore we confirm our guidance for this year. With respect to the project in Egypt, it's proceeding according to plan. The updates on the project will be presented on a separate slide. In May, the Board of Directors decided to propose a dividend payment of almost 9.7 million euro. It means 1.05 euro per share at the upcoming annual general meeting of shareholders. We believe that the dividend proposal represents for our shareholders an attractive return on their investment. Now I will hand over to Marián Rašík, who will take you through the financial part of the presentation.
Thank you, František. Now I will go through the key financial highlights of the first quarter, so please turn to slide number 7. Our revenues in the first quarter amounted to 44.3 million euro, which is 8% higher compared with the same period last year. It was driven by higher volumes produced on the new production line. We recorded an EBITDA of 9.5 million euro, up by 15% over last year, also thanks to the contribution of the new capacity and the slightly positive impact of the pass-through mechanism. On the other hand, the achieved EBITDA was negatively affected by an increased number of regular maintenance breaks in the first 3 months of this year and by changes in the level of finished goods inventories. Profit from operations, EBIT, amounted to 6.4 million euro and increased by 4.3% compared with the same period in 2011. EBIT was positively affected by higher EBITDA and negatively affected by a higher level of depreciation and amortization. Net profit amounted to 8.7 million euro, up 36.4% year-on-year due to non-cash FX gains in the compared periods and higher EBITDA. As František already commented on the current development of the polymer prices, we expect that the negative impact from the price pass-through mechanism delay will affect our second quarter results. Please turn to slide number 9. Let me briefly comment on the items which we haven't discussed in the previous slides. Total raw materials and consumable use in the first quarter of 2012 amounted to 32.7 million euro, a 6.6% year-on-year increase. The main factor was the increased raw material consumption connected with the new production line. Total staff costs went up by 4.9% year-on-year to 2.1 million euro. Total staff costs, denominated in Czech crown, excluding the share option plan, increased by 7.2% due to the increased number of employees needed for the new production line and the indexation of wages. Consolidated depreciation and amortization reached 3.1 million euro, up by 46.1% year-on-year. The increase in depreciation and amortization resulted from the launch of the ninth production line and the depreciation of related production technologies and buildings. FX changes and other financial income expense net amounted to an income of 5.2 million euro, up by 133.9% compared with the same period in the previous year as a result of the appreciation of the Czech crown against euro in the first quarter. Net interest expense related to debt servicing amounted to 1 million euro, a 30.9% increase compared with the first quarter of 2011. The increase in interest net expenses resulted from higher drawdowns of the loan facility in connection with the financing of the construction of the new production facilities in the Czech Republic and Egypt. In the first quarter of 2012, income tax expense amounted to 1.9 million euro, up by 57.4% over the first quarter of 2011. The year-on-year increase in income tax resulted primarily from higher unrealized FX gains in the first 3 months of this year. Please follow to the next slide. Revenue breakdown. In the first quarter of 2012, sales of products for hygiene were the strongest sales segment and represented 86.4% of total sales, almost unchanged from last year. With respect to the geographical breakdown of revenues, 93% of our sales goes to the broader European area and Russia, and the rest goes to other countries. Next slide is cost composition. The cost composition in the first 3 months of 2012 did not change significantly from the first quarter last year. The share of consumed polymers on total operating costs, including depreciation, remained stable at 70% compared with the 71% in the first 3 months of 2011. The share of depreciation on total costs grew from 6% to 8% due to the launch of the ninth production line and the depreciation of related production technologies and buildings. Electricity charges went up by 26.7% year-on-year as a result of higher consumption in connection with the launch of the new production line and a price increase. Next slide, please. It's statement of financial position. Let me comment on the main changes in the statement of financial position. If we compare the positions from December 31, 2011 and March 31, 2012, the property, plant and equipment increased by 4.4% due to continuing investments into new production facilities in this quarter, namely into the Egyptian plant. Inventories and trade and other receivables were up primarily due to higher prices of polymers. The increase in inventories was also impacted by a higher level of inventories of finished goods and polymers. Long-term bank debt increased due to continuing high expansion capital expenditures and higher needs for working capital driven by rising polymer prices. Trade and other payables decreased slightly as the company decided to benefit from trade discounts for early prepayments at a broader level. Relating to the cash flow, some of the events impacting the statement of financial position and statement of comprehensive income in the first 3 months of 2012 also impacted the cash flow statement. The main factors to mention in the cash flow statements are, first, negative changes in inventories and the trade and other receivables in the first quarter of 2012, which was primarily due to higher prices of polymers. Second, negative changes in trade and other payables due to broader usage of early prepayments mentioned earlier. Third, lower investments in the first quarter of this year, mainly as a result of higher capex related to the ninth production line project, which were invested last year. And fourth, higher depreciation due to newly depreciated buildings and machinery resulting from the new production line. Please turn to the next slide regarding CAPEX development. In the first quarter of this year, total consolidated capital expenditures amounted to €8.2 million, down by 43.9% compared with the same period of the previous year. The largest part of this sum came from capital expenditures related to the contribution of the Egyptian production plan in the amount of €5.2 million. Investment expenditure into the ninth production line was €0.9 million and maintenance capex was €2.1 million. The increase in maintenance capex expended on the current fleet of production lines was the result of the investment into the new equipment, which will increase the production flexibility on one of the lines. Furthermore, the company confirms that in 2012, total capital expenditures will not exceed €46 million at the constant exchange rate, Czech crown €24.5. Now, I will hand you over back to František Řezáč, and who will speak about the update of our guidance for the rest of the year.
Thank you. Marian said, I will provide you with an update of our guidance, which we gave in March this year. In the first quarter of 2012, the company achieved financial results that are in line with our expectations and with guidance given for the entire year 2012. As I already mentioned, during the first quarter of this year, polymer prices again showed significant growth, reaching the historical peak from May last year. The growth in raw material prices will negatively impact the financial results in the second quarter. Based on the achieved results in the first quarter of 2012 and taking into consideration the developments in the European non-woven textile market, including the expected development in the polymer market, the company confirms its previously announced guidance for 2012 and expects EBITDA to grow between 5 to 15% in 2012 compared with 2011. And next slide, some update about on our Egyptian project. Let's say that the project is running according to the time schedule. There were no major changes in the project since the last update from March of this year. Currently, we are continuing with the construction works, which are slightly ahead of the planned time schedule. On the photos, you can see the most recent progress on the site. The entire project is coming along well, and we are still planning to launch of the first production line in the second half of 2013. Next slide, dividend. Despite high capital expenditures into new production facilities in the Czech Republic and Egypt, we would like our shareholders to share in the financial performance of the company. Therefore, the board of directors decided to propose a dividend payment of almost €9.7 million. It is €1.05 per share at the upcoming AGM, which will be held on 15th of June 2012 in Luxembourg. For the first time, the source of dividend will be profit of previous years. That brings our presentation to an end. We would like to thank you for your attention, and we will now take your questions.
Okay, now we can go directly to the Q&A session. Laura, we are ready to take questions.
Thank you. So if you do have a question at this time, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. And to cancel your question, please press the hash or the pound key. Once again, that's star followed by one to register a question and the hash or the pound key to cancel. The first question comes from the line of Bran Boring. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have four questions. Perhaps we can take them just one at a time. The first question is to do with the utilization rate in the second quarter. First quarter was kind of low, obviously, because of maintenance. Could you comment on what the utilization rate has been like for the first 2 months and what we should expect for the second quarter?
Percent of our capacity is under orders. We run our lines at 100% speed level. Mm-hmm. Level of inventories is still reasonable and manageable. And let's say that this situation allow us to efficient production planning. Let's say that our focus now is on some projects, which are some volumes, let's say, under qualification, and we expect to include some materials into our portfolio in the second half of this year.
Mm-hmm. And does that suggest higher or lower utilization than you would normally have in the second half of the year, seeing as how you're going to be adding new products to the portfolio?
We would like to have 100% of our capacity under orders. It is our goal, and then we would like to slightly decrease our level of inventories which we have now, or which we will have at the end of first half of this year.
Okay. My second question, please, is to do with CapEx guidance for 2013 and 15. If you could maybe give us a little bit of help on those numbers, seeing as you have a lot of projects going.
You said for 13, 15, or 13, 14, 15?
13, 14, 15, please.
We need to get some details. If you can put the third question.
Okay. The third question actually is sort of a CapEx question. It has to do with the timing of the 10th line potentially, and it also has to do with my fourth question, which is how you see the European market in terms of supply-demand balance. I've seen a lot of comments of European companies building in new capacity, but most of that is in Asia. Yours is obviously in North Africa. But as it regards capacity in Europe, how do you see the market right now?
Okay. 10th production line, it is under our consideration. We are working on this project. There isn't firm time frame for that. We need to see, reasonable conditions on our market, on our women's market. I think that the deep discussion we will hold in first quarter 2013, mm-hmm. and then we will define the final timing of this project. This is my expectation, and we need to. We need to be sure that the whole capacity of the line, of the new line in Europe, will be sold. Regarding the market, current market, and the new capacity, I think that Pegas now brought the new capacity. It was around 20,000 tons plus last year. There should be some line in Russia. I don't know whether this line is under operation, but Russia, it isn't our core market, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
We expect or some line was announced also to be launched in Turkey, one last year and one this year. The question mark is how much, what volume will be competing with our, let's say, capacity from Turkey. But generally, no new line was announced for Europe, to be installed in Europe for this year, for even for 2013, at least. I don't know anything about that. And my feeling of the market now is that it might be more or less balanced, maybe some slight overcapacity. The question mark is linked with the new capacities which should be launched in Middle East, in Saudi Arabia, and we don't know whether these products or this material will be brought to Europe. This is unclear, but in Middle East there are three new lines, I think, that we should be launched in near future time.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing which is very important, it is overall situation in the market, but our position and our, let's say, contracts or agreements with customers, I think that allow me to say that we are in good position. We have a significant part of our 2013 capacity under contracts, and we can see that there is some room for further growth of volume with some customers which we have now.
Thank you,
in 2013 and 14, hopefully.
I will come back to the CapEx. We can give you some, let's say, the actual forecast for that, relating to let's say, which will be in line in our current business model. But please be aware of the fact that this could be updated according, as you mentioned, the new line in the Czech Republic, which is not still clear when it will be put into discussion. So the estimate for 2013 is about 32 million euro.
Mm-hmm.
Estimate for 2014 is about 36 million euro, and for 2015 it's 22 million euro. But as I said, it's just estimate, and it will be updated on a yearly basis because it's dependent on the installation of the new line in the Czech Republic.
Should I assume that this does not include any 10th line? The numbers that you that
no,
you
this,
gave
this
me.
Number which I gave you includes everything.
Includes everything,
including
okay.
The line number, the 10th line in the Czech Republic.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
So once again, that's star followed by one to register a question and the hash or the pound key to cancel. We have no more questions registered at this time, so I'll hand the conference back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. Thank you to all of you to participate on this conference call. Thank you, František. Thank you, Marianne, for your presentation. If you have any follow-up questions, please give us a call or send us an email, and we will be happy to answer your questions. Thank you, and have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.